All right, so what did we speak about last time? Last time we spoke about walking in front of somebody who's davening or backing up into someone who's davening, and I think that the bottom line that we saw from Shlomo Zalman, which was very interesting, was that since this is such a it's a halacha that's very ignored, that we should really be machmer with it and make sure that we're trying to keep to it as best as possible. So I actually saw an interesting story over Shabbos that it said in the name of Rav Chaskel that Rav Chaskel, they said he had a line that if somebody was taking too long to daven, you know, he said he's not davening anymore. That guy, he's not davening. So somebody asked him once, "Can I pass by him to go to? I wanted to pass by him. He's davening, and I want to pass by. I'll go with him as Dalai Lama's."
Yeah.
And he asked Rav Chaskel, "Can I do that?" Yeah. Chasko, the guy was davening very, very long.
Yeah.
So Chasko said, "Yeah, you could, because he's not davening anymore. He's dreaming." So you see, if the guy's davening taking too long already, and then Chasko's maka. There's got us another mice with the disciple. The disciple did not want to pass by in something, even though he was davening very long also. So, mm-hmm. I mean, yesh. But I think in general, when you don't have someone who's davening so long, and it's just someone davening behind you, and you just have to wait an extra few minutes,
yeah.
Or, just no reason to pass in front of him, you can wait. So then, And then I think the only hetter that we saw really is for a mitzvah gemura. You have a real, if you're going to be the number 10 guy in the minyan. I don't know how they started davening, but it has to be mamash, or you have to go to the bathroom where it's about to shaksu if you don't. Real mitzvah, just tamazay to go to your seat, or to go to your makam kavua, or to collect tzedakah. It didn't seem that there's a hetter to pass in front of somebody who's davening. Okay, so now we're going to talk about something else. Switch gears, still in Hilchos Tefillah. And we'll start off with the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Amud Beis, which is underlined over there. Here. One-liner. Amar B'yaisi B'chanin B'shim R'v'lez Ben Yaakov. Or Yehuda, I'm not sure what it is. HaMespal O'tzarach She'chavin Esraglav. Somebody who davens has to be mechavin his feet together. To put your feet together, Shenemar V'ragleyem Regel Yeshara. That the feet, this is, I think, I don't see where the pasuk, but I think the pasuk is in Cheskel when it's talking about the Maitz Makava, or talking about, maybe it's not talking about the Maitz Makava, I forgot exactly what this pasuk is, I don't have the site here, but it seems it's talking about the regal of Malachim, that the Malachim were, their feet were like one straight feet. And again, I might be misquoting the pasuk exactly what the pasuk is talking about, I should have looked it up, but if you take a look at Rashi says, Yechaven es raglov, Zu Eitzel Zu, which I underline. You should put them next to each other. V'raglei and regal yishara, nirin kiregal echad. Their feet look like one foot. So it should look like one foot. So, go to Rabbeinu Yonah, which is the next thing. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, on the left side, the left column, Hamaspala tzorch shichav nesragal shenemar v'raglei and regal yishara, klaymar, you should put them mamish together like they're one foot. They should be very next to each other, just like what? Now, here comes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, nechluku amirayim. They have a machloikis amirayim. Chad amar kikayhanim. V'chad amar kimalachim. So one man, the amar in the Yerushalmi, says that when we say that the feet have to be together, it's like the kaihanim, and one say like malachim. What does that mean? Man da amar ki kaihanim ekev bitzad goydel, the heel by the toes. Heel by the toes.
Isn't the goydel
so one heel by the toes?
You mean like a triangle?
No. So you have one of them, one in front of the other. Seems like just by the. So that's the kaihanim. That's one shita. We know that the kaihanim were not allowed to walk more than ekev bitzad goydel. They're allowed to take a bigger step than one heel going to the front of the next toe. That was as big as a step they were allowed to take. So too, when you're davening, that's how your feet should be. The same thing would be with tefillah. Listen to this. you should daven with your heel by the other, one of them up, one of them back. Just like that. So that's one sheet. No, they should be next to each other. And right, so she yidmu regalach, it should look like one foot. Shanema raglayim regla yishara. Vatamut shalonos. What about our gemara? What does the Bavli hold? Which side does the Bavli hold like? Saver kamadama kamalachim. So our Bavli holds like the mandama that says that it's like malachim. Hilkach sarach sheyichavin es raglav zekanegedzeh kedei sheyidmu regal echad. So therefore, what we should do, you should not put one in front of the other one. You should put them next to each other, and they should look like one foot. Now, this is the next thing. Some people have the minig, they are noyig, to have a space by the top, by the etzbois, which is by the toes, right? So they would have the heels touching, but in front, the toes would be separate. Yeah, this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. So here he brings a pasuk in Yecheskel. So here, the Cheska was the Meiser Merkava, so he says that their feet, which is talking about carrying the chariot, the Malachim were carrying the chariot, so their feet would be like the calf of the regal, which is eagle. Now, an eagle, right, the foot of an eagle, what does it look like? It's split. So it connects at the bottom, it's split. So it should...
So the other one's like that.
Right, so that's how it looks. So it looks like this. So he's saying that's where they get this from. They put the heels together, and then their feet go out separate like that. So he says, "Ve'ein ze klum." That's nothing. Shari b'tama lo hisker. Our Gemara does not mention this. El shi yichaven esam v'yismuchu be'ini shi'idmu echad. That's nothing, because our Talmud says that you should put them next to each other, one next to each other. No, this is just this is Rabbi Yoina talking about. There are some people that do that. There's some people do it. So let's take a look at the Mechaber. So the Mechaber in Simon Sadi Hey. So Sadi Hey Sifalov. Yichavein raglav ze etzol ze. You should put your feet next to each other. V'kivon ki'ilu einam en alachon. Lihidamos l'malachim to be damit l'malachim. Dechsev behem v'ragleim regal yishara. Kloima ragleim nirin k'regal echad. That their feet should look like one, right? That's what we saw. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Yichavein raglav ubidi eved afilu imloi kivein raglav klal yotza. But bidi eved, if you do not do this, then the Eved, of course, you're going to be Yaitz. We are going to be Yaitz.
Some people just
either
forget
or don't
know, but you have to be together.
All right. I mean, some people are just not concentrating on it. So. Okay, so that's it. Lihidamish l'malachim. We should be done with malachim. Why do we have to be done with malachim? Shekivan shemedavrim ha-shechina. Since we're talking to the shechina, tzarech l'salik kol machshavos ha-guf milibay. Listen to this. You should remove all the machshavos ha-guf from your heart. Uladamais ki iluhu malach, to be done as if you are a malach. Vafilu imhu yoshev ba'agola. Now let's say sometimes we're stuck, we're traveling. So we have to sit in the agola. So what should you do? Do you have to be mechavin raglav? Yeah, he says, yeah. Even if you're sitting in the sitting, mikomak, mechavin raglav. So you should put your feet together when you're sitting. Oy kasvu, by the way, on the side they say, also I guess someone's in the hospital and he has to lie down and he has to daven also, he should put his feet together. Plain, same thing, exactly. Oid Kasvu, he says another thing like this. Shal yismech oz la'acharav la'imut l'vatzadav. If you have to sit when you're davening, then you should not lean back, and you should not be leaning on your sides. Sit up straight. Val yishayt raglav, you should not stretch out your legs. Val yarkivim zazah, you should not cross your legs. You just keep them next to each other. V'nei shekol zehu derech gaiva. El yoyshev, you should sit v'royshay kofav. And put his head bent up. Okay, so I mean, you know, come on. I mean, we're talking about, you know, how close you have to keep your feet together. I mean, you know, are we getting a little a little crazy now, or carried away? So let's see. Ramesha has two tshuvas on this, which is interesting. He talks about this in two tshuvas. So he has a shayla. Mama, somebody asked him the shayla. Can, if you look over at the next page, if you're allowed to put. Yeah, have your feet separate like that. If you want to have, the heels touching, and not the front part of your feet, you know, together. So you take a look at the first column there. Ice hey, yeah. Ubedavar had the Amr of Yosef Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov bebrachas ta'afilam at beis. This that we said from Yosef Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Hamispal tzarich shechavin es raglav. That when you're daven, you're supposed to be chavin raglav. Shemar raglaim ragla yishar. Upiyush Rashi, we saw Rashi that says yechavin es raglav shiuzu eitzuzu. Upiyush raglaim that ragla yishar. She nirim kregla achad. It should be like one foot. V'chein pirish be yoyna. That's what it says. Vehuva beis Yosef. This is also bottom. The ben yoyna is bottom beis Yosef also. Reishim tzadi hey. But he does. Rabbeinu Yonah does bring the shita. That's minig. That they would have a space. That some people would have a space near the front. Eitzel etzbayis on the toes. Mishum lechsev kaf aglem kaf regal egel. Umasik, and he says she'ein zaklum. Shai b'tamalay hisker, because in the Gemara doesn't say this. Right. This is all he's all quoting. El sheichav and isam v'yismuchu ben yishida malacha. You should put them together. Ve'viu beis Yosef achar zeh b'divrei maskel va'al. Hare, you see the gamma base Yosef savak Rashi Ben Yoni. You see that the base Yosef also holds like Rashi and Ben Yoni that you should not have a space by the front of the feet. V'chein pasuk b'chochan aruch simin tadi heisif aleph. Also, that's what we just learned that the mechaber pasuk is like that. V'atasiv kot aleph kasev kain gam la'tur. And also the tas says that that's also the shittas of the Torah. So everybody holds like this. V'chein b'chochan aruch agraz. Also the shochan aruch harav. Also pasuk is the same way that you got to keep your feet together. V'lachain, he says, ain't lasis kain. Afilu im loyosu midaita. Listen to this. Well, some of them say, well, listen, my father davened like this. My grandfather, this is our minig. Mm-hmm. This is the minig of our house, that we always daven with our feet separated. So he says, or whatever, just the ankles, just the heels touching. So he says, no. He says, ain't lasis kain. Afim loyosu midaita. Rabba voisav shasa kain. Even if a guy sees that his father's doing this, since it's like a yesh noigim from the Ben Yoyna, which is completely pushed away from the halacha, nobody passes like that yesh noigim, the Ben Yoyna, Rashi, Ar Mechaber, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, everybody that he quotes. Vafilu im nimsa. Listen to this. Huh? It sounds like this was like a prevalent or something. Vafilu im nimsa is a rabbi v'chasidim. Even if you find one of the chasidim shehinin kain, that one of the rabbis are doing this, who shaykh lois rabbi, and you're one of his chasidim, and therefore whatever he does, that's what you're going to do. You shouldn't do it. After who rocked din l'chadchila, even though we saw that the Mishabura says, right, that's b'di'evit, your yaitza, so even though it's only din l'chadchila, he says, well, so what? It's only the kiven de tzucha b'gemara laskin l'chadchila. Since it's the Gemara, it says you have to do this l'chadchila, ain't shaykh lasis by panacher. Ubefrat b'yom haKippurim sheva oid harbe dvarim din minik malachim. We know that Yom Kippur we're trying to be daimit hamalachim. Right, all the chamish einuyim. The reason why we're doing is not for an avelus class shalom. It's to be like nimit hamalachim. So for sure on Yom Kippur we should be very machped to keep our feet completely together. V'lchein tzar chloim aloi l'shliach tzibur. Therefore, you should tell the chazan sheyamid v'raglayim yisharis esmuchos zelza. If you see a chazan not davening like that, you got to tell the chazan, listen. You got to put them together. But if he does not want to, machmes any yachol, because he's not able to. Let's say a guy's not able to, whatever. He has a condition which he can't put his feet together. Then yesh lehanichay. V'machmes hu oimer. But if it's because that he says, no, I'm not doing it, b'shita, shekein lovin ma'a voisav ra'a voisav, this is how my Rebbe always did it, and this is how my father always did it, v'ein eretz l'shanas, I'm not changing, this is my minig, and if you don't like it, forget it, ein lahanichai, you can't let him daven, for the yomid, after k'var espala ha'bishonim, even if he's been davening in the shul for the yomid, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he has a chazakah, and he's been davening forever, doesn't matter, just for the fact that he's refusing to put his feet together, you throw him off the yomid. You can't be machzik the amid when you're davening shalaykadin. Hagamar shnivzikayim. The af b'davar shikam machlaikis. Because even when you have some, let's say you have a machlaikis. V'hu mimakam sh'oysim k'chan madam. You come from a place that does like one madam. You have a machlaikis, right? You come from a certain place that does it like one madam. And then you come to another place that does like the other madam. What should you do? Everybody knows. You've got to do like the second, like whatever the minig of the makom is. So for kol shekain kishat din nifsek, v'hein tam la cholkim. For sure, when the halacha is kapaskin, and there's no reason for the cholkim, It's completely so. Then like shaykh sheyach shenichul asach like then. So therefore, then it would it's not shaykh that you can be machzik when you're doing shleikedin. Very strong words from Rashi. You would think that come on, like putting your feet together. Come on, you know. He comes out very strong. Apparently, I don't know. Some
kaddish is kaddish different than tefillah.
You know, putting your feet together. I would think it's different. I mean, I would think it's different just because it's not Shmonesi, but it's something to think about. I mean, it could be it's not. It could be it would have the same halachas. Now the next one he really says in Sifav, the next one he really says that let's say you're not able to do it. You're not able to do it. So should a person do like the other mandam and the Yerushalmi?
One of
brothers,
it's a lot harder to do.
So he says, and like the Aruch HaShulchan says, so he says here, right, he says, okay, I'll just quickly go, it's very short. You cannot do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what should you do? Let's say a person can't do it. So then you should do, Yaskim Adam HaShani, Birshami, Brachas Perak Alf, Aloch Alf. So then you should do like the other Mandamar. Since he cannot do like the first mandamah, because the servant can be gemara didon, yeshlo ask mandamah sheni. If he can't do like one mandamah, at least you get the other mandamah. Mufarish zebe tama tur shehevi yerushalmi afsha halacha kam gemara didon shlehuska klam mandamah kekhanim. Even though the halacha is not that we don't mention a word about the way that the kehanim did it, the humishum kedush sheini yachol davik raglav soivra tur yeshlo ask mandamah sheni the hu kehanim. So he says that if you cannot do it, even though if you're not able to be medavik raglav, you should do it like the other mandamah. Okay, and then he says maybe it could be that really there's no machlekes. Really, it could be that the whole Yerushalmi really is no machlekes. Even though it's not gebrach lahalach, it could be there's no machlekes. Really, the whole shaila is over there in Yerushalmi is that if you could do it, then avadi you should put your feet together. But if you cannot do it like that, so then you should at least do it like the kehanim do it. But then he says, which is what if you jump a little bit to the end of that first paragraph, the last like four lines is a period and it says vegam. He says, "Mamash, your points, really." He says, "Vegam yedaber tamuah emelchad yam v'shas tefilah eik of ragli ha'achas beside goydla shalashenis." How do you do that? Are you daven like that? I mean, you're gonna fall over. Vein las is daver tamuah v'shas tefilah basic nesses. You shouldn't do like a strange thing when you're davening. Maybe Rakish is about basic shaykh classes says. So maybe he said that. So then he says at the end, Elanira. Let's just continue. Elanira shem lo yafshal loy l'davik mamash yismuchum akapanon kafimah shafshal loy yafshal. That's what he basically comes out. He says, hey, listen, but the bottom line is that you cannot beshita do it. You got to try to keep your feet together. But yet, for some reason, if a guy maybe is, you know, overweight, or if a guy has, you know, some other medical conditions that he just can't, he possibly can't do it, he's going to fall over, or he can't balance, or whatever it is. So then, okay, you do it as close as you possible, and then that's it. But it's just something that we should concentrate on, something that we should, you know, be concentrated on.
If you can't do it the proper way.
Yeah.
Is he saying that he can move his feet apart, or that he should do it?
Right, you should do it as way. You should do it as close to, as possible. So as close as
not
you can
like,
as possible.
Not like the Yeshin Ogen. The Yeshin Ogen is one.
Right, well, I mean, well, if the only way to do it is if you connect your heels and you try to put the front of the side, then I would think that's what you should do, at least that.
Like this?
No, not that. No. Not like the Kaihan. Ramesh doesn't assume you should be doing that. He says, he doesn't understand how you can do it, really. Something's going on there, like, what's the pshat in that bechlal? Because there's another halacha which is that you shouldn't do anything that's weird when you're davening. You shouldn't do any weird things when you're davening. Anyway, fine. So that's one thing. But just to finish off over here, some of the quick halachas over here, which is just interesting. So the next in Sadi Hei Sif Aleph, he says that Yesh Aymim in the Ramah, Kesha'im le'espal yeh lefanav shalosh psiyas, derech kirev v'hagosh l'davish tzar klasis. Right? We know that you should take three steps forward when you daven. When you start davening Shmoneh Esrei, you should take three steps forward. So you see, the Ramah says you should take three steps forward. He doesn't say taking three steps backwards. So Zok the Mishnah Brura, Yael Chalfanav, Ein Tzarech Laachzor Acharav. Kedei Leil Chalfanav. You don't have to go backwards to go forwards. That's how it's mashma the Ramah.
You don't have to go backwards when you're done.
To go forward. No, you're going to start davening.
Oh, when you start.
Right, you start davening. So you see, let's say you're running in and you're late. So you just want to cut. You're going to your seat. So should you go to your seat and then take three steps back and then three steps forward? So that's in the Ramah is saying that there's really doesn't from the Ramah doesn't say that at all.
Just go three forward.
Again, the purpose of three back is
just so you can do three forward. Can't cause well you're up. Avol minig ha'olam. He says the minig ha'olam is leil chalchayim. He says the minig ha'olam is to go backwards. Which is so when we see it, it's not just people that are
technically assessed. Three seats. You have to go to someone else's.
What?
You know, you have your buckle before. So, how are you going to take your 3 steps forward if you didn't?
I think it's more like, let's say people are coming in. Right? You're coming in later, davening mincha, and you're running to your seat. So, really, taking 3 steps, you're already taking 20 steps forward.
It makes you know, more but sense. You're davening, but everything, the circle zimra, then what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. So that's okay. So that's the word here. Okay, and then the next thing is interesting. And that's Tziv Beis. You should bend your head a little bit. That your eyes should be facing downwards. And in your heart, you should be being mechaven l'mala b'shamayim, but your eyes should be down, and you should be thinking that you're in the Beis Hamikdash. So, listen. So look at the look at. It's just interesting that these mishaburs how he brings it. Siv katan dalad. Shu einav. That you should be looking down. Ayin lilsim and sadi sivkon ches mishabrua. Okay. Va'abach kasev dekodim shiyas b'lisval. Yistaka b'chalim sklap b'shamayim k'dei shalib v'nichma. It says that before you daven, you should look outside. By the way, you should look outside the windows and look towards Shemayim that you see how that'll be nichna your heart.
You see the windows are more visible when you're facing forward.
Lamatars, and listen to this. He says you should be looking downwards when you daven. Those people that lift their heads up and their eyes up, diving like that, looking up at the ceiling. Hamalochim maligim aleihem. Malochim are tining against them. Yeah. V'kasar prima gadim she'ein lasois tenua mishuna. You shouldn't do strange motions. You ever see someone diving like causing too much of a ruckus?
It's like a motion.
Moshe would stand like a rock.
No, I'm saying David Tumor. Don't do David Tumor.
Right? Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Same thing. You shouldn't be in. He says v'yachad rishus v'leiv tzibur u'befrat lahayrim kol u'chadayma. Daven loudly or something that's gonna, stir everybody else. Kasvu achrayim. This is an interesting thing. Shakol misha eina oitzim eina b'shas tefilah shmona esrei. Anybody that does not close their eyes when they're davening shmona esrei. He's not zoicha to see the pnei shechina when he dies. Ah, the mespal besitter, the enof pekuchos kedei lirois by. But if he's davening from the sitter, and his eyes are looking in that, then las lanba. Then there's nothing to be worried about. And he brings tzadi aleph. He says, "I'm ill simon tzadi aleph of katan vav." Tzadi aleph of katan vav. Yeah, it brings the Zayar, similar things that the Zayar that you should be closing your eyes. But I did see somewhere else, I just wanted to point it out before we finish up here. Yeah, if you look in Simon Tzadi Gimel, Sifkat and Beis here, it says, Ha'arizal ha'im espal b'teicha siddur. That Rizal would daven from the siddur, k'dei shi'echavin ma'oid. Gam shloi lavli on akuda, va'akol lefi magish ha'adam benafshel. So the Arizal would. Now it's interesting because usually you would think that the Arizal would go with the Zayar. The Zayar says that you should keep your eyes closed, but the Arizal says here. So I did see somebody that says that no, the Arizal when he says here he wouldn't daven shmona esrei, mitay chasider. He's talking about for the rest of the tefillah he would daven mitay chasider.
He used a braille sitter and kept his eyes closed.
Did he use the Arizal set?
He says also a shliach tzibur for shusha daven from the sitter. But at the end of the day, it goes both ways. L'maisa, at the end of the day, so even though you see here that there's a maila, apparently there's some kavala to come out to daven with your eyes closed, but if you're going to have more kavana by looking inside the sitter, then you should. The problem, really, the issue that they're dealing with is that if by keeping your eyes open, you're not going to be looking in your sitter. You're going to be looking around. Yes, exactly. So the bottom line is that from all the paiskim is like whatever is going to make you be mechavan more. That's really what you should be doing. Yeah, I mean the Be'er Halacha talks from the Zayar. He says, how can the Zayar be chelek on the Gemara? The Gemara says you should look inside your sitter. There's Be'er Halacha right here. In Simon Tzadi Hei. He brings it. Because the Gemara says that your eyes should just be facing downwards. Your eyes should be looking down. Mm-hmm. So how can the Zohar say, how can the Zohar be chilek on the Gemara? So he's, so the Chai Adam says, no, the Zohar is really just nervous about if you're going to be looking around. So he's saying, you know, if your eyes are taken straight down and you're just looking into your sitter, then it's fine. Even the Zohar would be masking, it's fine. At the end of the day, the last line of the Berel Lachmi says, Mikol Makom Lechatchila, Nachin Lahachmer Latzim Einav Kedei Shelo Yistak V'Davar Acher. So the Berel Lachmi says at the end of the day, maybe you should keep your eyes closed. So really, I mean, I think at the end, I think, you know, you know, you really just have to know yourself. I say everyone's like, you know, kafi, like Mr. Brewer says.
Sitter is that you're less likely to make a mistake.
Yeah, so that was another thing that they brought, you know, but that was another thing that the Mishnah brought in Tzadi Gimel. But the bottom line is that whatever kafi, however a person feels, you do better. If you do better looking inside, then you should. But just, you know, if you're noticing that every time you keep your eyes open, you end up looking around and looking at everybody else's davening and you're spacing out. So then maybe try it with your eyes closed, you know, if you know the davening by heart. But interesting from the Zohar that if if you're looking inside your sitter, you know, and that's how you're davening, you know, you'll see the Shekhinah also. I think you're just more nervous about the people that are not concentrating.
At the time of the Tanoim, when Shimon Bar Yochai lived, there was no sitter.
Oh, so then, yeah, then there's no choice.
So if there's no sitter, then you have business closing your eyes. The sitter came out much, much later.
Or your eyes should be, down.
During the times of the Gaonim.
Yeah. Not checking that's like they'll put
together. They wrote it down. Yeah. I mean, they had a few, but they didn't have it written in the sitter. So when the Zohar was composed by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there was no sitter. You see, now that we have a sitter, it's a whole new ballgame now. You know.
Mm-hmm. So just to finish off this one more quick, you know, another quick two halachas is the maniach. Oh, he's going to say your thing. Maniach in Siv Gimel. Maniach yadav al liba kefusim. You should put your hands together like they're tied. What does that mean? Hayimanis al asmalis, the right on top of the left, right? Va'oymid ke'eved lefnei rabbi. He stands like an eved lefnei his rabbi. Be'ema be'yiro be'fachad. V'lo yaniach yadav al chalotzav. Right, you shouldn't leave your hands like that, you know, on your sides. The neshu derech yihura, because that's gaiva. Mm-hmm. Now he says over here the sivkat and zayin be'ema. He says v'yesh lehisnaynea b'shas atfila. You should shake the time of tefila mishum kol atzmaisai tarmarna Hashem yichamaycha. Kol atzmaisai, my bones are saying it tarmarna Hashem yichamaycha. So here he brings a rye that here you should be shaking. Maybe here's a little smack for shaking. But, what?
He brings it earlier by a very prior time. The same what's called, he brings both, there's two, either you're shaking or you're standing straight like this. I just mentioned it.
So the Ramah and Simon Memchas. So take a look at the Simon Memchas. The Ramah also brings this. Let's see if I can find it quickly. Yeah. About shaking. Yeah. The Ramah Mamash brings this in Memchas before even the Sif Aleph. He says, V'nogu ha-megdaktikim. Listen to this. L'hisnaynea b'shor shakarim b'tayra. That the medaktikim are, they shake, they shakle, when they're learning. Dugmas ha-tayra shenit n'bereses. Similar to the Torah that was given bereses. Shaking. V'chei b'shor shemispalim. Also, when they're davening, al-shem called tzmaisai tamarna al-shem yikomaycha, which is what the Mishnah Berurah brought. But if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here, hey, b'shasha mispalim, Mishbrua says in this in Sivkat Memches, v'yesh paiskim shecholken al zeh, v'oymid v'tfila ein lehisnaneya. By davening you should not shake. V'rak b'psukah d'zimra, b'birkas kriyashma, v'limad ha-tayra, afilu shbal peh, minig lesnaneya. That, by b'psukah d'zimra, b'birkas kriyashma, or limad ha-tayra, that's when you should shake. Because of Magen Avraham, what does the Magen Avraham say over there? Udavid Kamar Avid, Udavid Kamar Avid. Whoever, whatever you want to do, you want to shake, you want to shakle, you don't want to shakle. Va'kol l'fima shehu adam. Everything is according to the person. The mechavin hate v'ayde tenua yisnanea. If you daven better by shakling, then shakle. V'mlav yamed kach ubavad shechavin libay. Uksas misnanim tenu mishabeshes. Listen to this. Some people shake the wrong way. Shaguf aymed al amdai, rak beroisha yhafich pam liyama pam lasmel derach gaivot. Some people don't shake, they just head back and forth. He says that's a derech gaiva, ain lasis ken, you shouldn't do it. Right, so it seems there's different ways whether you should be shuffling or not. And again, the bottom line is if it's going to make you daven better, then do it. If it's not going to make you daven better, then don't do it. Ramosha would just stand like a rock. Some Seifer would stand like a rock.
Who said the Shmoneh Esrei should have shuffle?
Right. He just brings down. He brings down that there are some Paiskim, Yesh Paiskim.
Yeah.
I know Magen Avraham, Eli Rabba Berhetiv. So they bring down the Shitas. That's how you shouldn't.
Right.
That's whatever's going to make you Mechavan better. That's what you should do. Sometimes, you know, when you shuckle, it can get you into like just a relaxed, and you're not concentrating. So maybe just standing down. I mean, whatever's going to do better for you. I know that there's a number of gedolim that with bedafka, you know, stand straight and not chuckle.
I'm not that I know, but I feel like the reason why they stand straight is probably more in Yira,
that way. That's Ema. But he's saying Ema could also be. Yes, it is. Ema could be also shaking.
The shaking.
You're so scared, you'd be shaking. You know, when you're shaking.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay, fine. Yeah.
Sure.